From the horse capital of the world, the great city of Lexington, Kentucky, welcome to Red Barn Radio, celebrating the music and artists of this Kentucky region. Tonight on Red Barn Radio, it's the music of Hill House.
God made man, you know he made the sky. Man can walk, but only gods can fly. The ocean's deep and the valley's wide. If I had wings, I'd see the other side. My mama said you'll be a man someday. Gonna spread your wings and you'll fly away. Always did what my mama said. And I've got this fever burning in my head. I put on my paper wings, and I climb up on that hill. Feel the blood flow through my veins, and I smell the daffodils. Watch the buzzards flying high, and today the world will know that I'm the boy that flew on paper wings. Throw my penny in a wishing well, send me heaven, Lord, and I'll. It's what I do, wasn't meant to be done. Rather make my own than settle for none. Some are born to decode, others born hammer steel. That don't explain the things that I feel. Cause I'm jealous of the sun, and I'm jealous of the moon. If I get my own way, I'm gonna be there soon. So I put on my paper wings, and I climb up on that hill. The blood flow through my veins, and I smell the daffodils. Watch the buzzards flying high, and today the world will know that I'm the boy that flew on paper wings. Storm clown brewing, driving me insane. For God made man, you know he made the sky. Birds can have wings, then so can I. You don't see me when the day is through. One way or another, I get my wings too. So I put on my paper wings, and I climb up on that hill. Feel the blood flow through my veins, and I smell the daffodils. Watch the buzzards flying high, and today the world will know that I'm the boy that flew on paper wings.
Red Barn Radio's official radio partner is WEKU, public radio for Central and Eastern Kentucky. Listen online at weku.fm. Red Barn Radio is supported by Visit Lex, Lexington, Kentucky's Convention and Visitors Bureau. More information on what Lexington has to offer is at visitlex.com. Lex Arts, Lexington, Kentucky's Arts Council, creating a great American city inspired by the arts. Chef Greg Scott and Broussard's Delta Kitchen, featuring authentic flavors of New Orleans and the Mississippi Delta with live music every weekend. On Main Street in historic Georgetown, Kentucky, Broussard's is on Facebook. Listen locally, working in concert with people to embrace opportunities listen locally and engage in shared experiences, including music, theater, poetry, dialogue, and conversation. More information on Facebook, Instagram, and listenlocally.net. Griffin Gate Resort and Spa, a luxury spa located in the Marriott in Lexington, Kentucky. And AccuPrint, providing printing, design, and fulfillment. Online at AccuPrint.us.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Red Barn Radio. I'm Renee Cobb. This is Red Barn Radio's 18th broadcast season, and tonight is Red Barn Radio's 674th live concert performance. Tonight, Red Barn Radio presents Hill House. Hailing from Kentucky's own Derby City, Hill House is a progressive bluegrass band whose roots in traditional music are apparent. Their aspirations to bring traditional music into the 21st century shows a vision that is unique to this young group of instrumentalists and singers. Please welcome Hill House to the Red Barn stage. Thank you. Thank you, guys. Now, here's Red Barn Radio's Brad Becker.
Great to have Hill House with us tonight. Hill House is Taylor Shuck playing the banjo and Andy Brown on the bass. He's closest to me. Isaac May is down the line playing the mandolin and guitar, and then Ellie Miller's over there on the fiddle. Great to have you guys with us, and this isn't your first time, most of you. Is it for you, Taylor?
My first time here.
Do you feel kind of lonely?
A little bit. I usually get left out of all these fun things they do.
They brought you along this time, though.
So deprecating.
Yeah, I know. It really is.
I'm under the impression that Louisville sort of owns you guys. Is that right?
Yeah. I'm actually the only one that lives in Louisville.
Oh.
But a lot of us work in Louisville and live close, nearby.
We all practice at her house.
Yes, they come to my house every Tuesday.
Yep. Is that your routine? Is that you get together on Tuesdays?
Yeah, whether she wants to or not, we're at her house.
You only formed in May, is that right?
And the way it really got started was around January, the three of us had been in a group, me, Isaac, and Ellie.
Taylor Shuck.
We were in this kind of jam band group, and we were getting tired of being exasperated instrumentalists as our Facebook group chat was named. And we started a band, and we were not really like trying to start a band. We were just jamming for like 4 months, once a month about.
Mostly in Louisville?
Yeah. At U of L. Okay. We decided to jam there because Ellie was a student then. Andy wanted to jam with us, and then we started becoming a band around May. That's when we actually decided to do this.
All right.
When you break down the stillness and nights me, when you come home me right from behind, when I know if the morning cries out to me, I'll still love you more. When you show me a life that was never meant to be, when you put your soul right next to mine, when you say that your soul captured by me, I'll still love you more. I'll still love you more. I'll still love you
Since May, have you guys mostly been practicing and putting stuff together for the four of you, or have you been doing lots of driving around and playing on different stages?
Yeah, we get together, as Taylor said, once a week. And
Isaac May.
Always working up a new material. Like we just started a new song yesterday that we're probably going to start looping in. But we've also been a gig or two a week at times, sometimes three. Taylor and Ellie, Andy couldn't go with us, but we went out to California and played an event. We've been in but usually in the tri-state area, more or less. But
Andrew, how did you happen to come upon these folks?
Well, Taylor and I have worked for other artists and bands
over the last couple of years. We were both faculty at the Louisville Folk School for a long time.
Andy Brown.
I knew Taylor really from that, and then we played for some Lexington and Kentucky artists together as side guys, and I had just quit my touring job, and I had talked to Taylor. I was also an exasperated instrumentalist, and I was trying to find my people, and Taylor was my ear, to say the least. Probably, you know, I definitely have complained a lot to Taylor over the last few years about gigs.
What do you complain about?
Oh, everything.
Yeah. Mostly we complain about each other.
And mainly each other.
That's true, even when they're not around.
Oh, it's just frustrating.
So this exasperated instrumentalist thing, is that a state of mind or a state of being where you're expected just to do nothing, don't sing, don't do anything, just play what we tell you?
It's a lot of play what we tell you. I mean, we sing what we tell you to sing, kind of things like that. And I mean, and there's nothing wrong with that. You can make a very respectable life that way. And we like hanging out with each other. We were hanging out with each other anyway in our free time. So we were like, well, how do we expand that into more time?
How do we not lose money when hanging out with each other?
Yes. How do we not lose money by hanging out with each other?
A good goal.
Pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, almost drive me crazy, fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, almost drive me crazy. Drive me crazy, fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, almost drive me crazy. Fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, almost drive me crazy, fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, almost drive me crazy. Summertime, apples in the fall. If I can't have the one I love, I won't have love at all. Fly around my pretty little miss, fly around my daisy, fly around my pretty little miss, almost drive me crazy. Fly around my pretty little miss. Almost drive me crazy.
Tell me about the Louisville Folks School. Is that how you refer to it?
Yeah, it's Louisville Folk School.
Taylor.
It's a recently just turned nonprofit business in Louisville that's called the Louisville Folk School, and they teach beginner to intermediate mostly lessons for all the folk instruments. There's some ensemble lessons as well.
Ellie Miller.
I remember Andy had gotten hired on, and then I ran into him at a Billy Strings concert and saw that. Yeah, that's how we met.
We
met at a Billy Strings concert in the back corner talking about Dungeons and Dragons.
Yes.
Well, I hope you don't mind that I wrote you this song. Couldn't write it in a letter, couldn't tell you on the phone. Well, I don't mind talking, but I guess I'd rather sing. And I know you're bound to listen when you hear the banjo strings. Don't you cry, little darling, 'cause you know you're not to blame. Because you can't feel the fire until you've found the flame. Sometimes the nights get lonely and sometimes you feel the pain. But the ocean needs the river like the river needs the rain. Tell you on the phone. Well, I don't mind talking, but I guess I'd rather sing. And I know you're bound to listen when you hear the banjo strings. So I hope you don't mind that I wrote you this song. Yeah, I hope you don't mind that I wrote you this song.
How did you get to play so good?
Taylor Shuck.
I just was really nerdy about it growing up. I've been playing for 15 years. Yeah, just a lot of liking bluegrass and non-bluegrass music. Really leaning really heavy on the non-bluegrass stuff for a long time, and I had to kind of learn a lot more technique than you would do in a lot of traditional banjo.
Non-bluegrass stuff. Banjo music?
So I got a hold of like the Bach Toccata and Fugue in D minor, and then there was like, I had a rock phase.
You play Bach on the banjo?
Yeah, I do. Actually, I did a transcription of an invention for Toon Fox, which is Bennett Sullivan's banjo.
It must be sort of a hard time to be a bluegrass musician. We're living in the time of, you know, like Fleck and Pekelny and all that stuff. And it's like, it doesn't seem like a guy could be all that content just sort of plunking along on the banjo anymore. Like it used to be a real simple instrument.
It's never been too simple. It's the way a lot of people describe it is really hard to learn, and they used to say easy to master. That's not quite as true anymore. There's definitely something that's kind of almost similar to a mantra when you're doing some of the more repetitive stuff that I find really peaceful personally for old time music and a lot of the traditional bluegrass stuff.
Simple isn't really the word I meant to say. I guess what I mean to say is that the banjo role was kind of like very defined.
Yeah.
You take it beyond roll. Like, what's sort of catching me is how fluid you are with those little, I don't even know if they're 32nd notes you're playing or 16ths.
I went to school for music, but I also may have partied a little bit too much and not paid attention to my studies. So I forgot.
So they might be somewhere between the 16th and the 32nd. You worked hard on that Bach bit. You're just rolling up his sleeves. He knows what's coming. That was awesome. You rolled up your sleeves while I was bringing that up. Just give people a sample of like what Bach would sound like on a banjo.
can't remember the rest of it. It's been like a while.
But all right.
I wish there's more time for us to catch a spark. Maybe a distance that wasn't so far apart. I wish I had a chance to do everything. Well, I'm booking a one-way ticket to better memory. I'm just booking a one-way ticket to better memory. Oh, Lord. And if I had 2 extra hours, I would drive through the night. I would be by your side just so you wouldn't go to bed alone. If I had 2 extra hours, maybe things could have worked out. I bet there'd be less to doubt. And you could come around, and I could come around. I never got the chance to apologize, but the way that I treated you wasn't quite right. Time makes us fonder of the years we got, but memories are sweeter when they're far off. I said now memories are sweeter when they're so far off. And if I had 2 extra hours, I would drive through the night. I would be by your side just so you wouldn't go to bed alone. If I had 2 extra hours, maybe things could have worked out. I bet there'd be less to doubt. And you could come around, and I could come around. One last trip up north, maybe make a difference, put the cart behind the horse. Even if it's just one chance to say goodbye, well, sometimes explanations are a lullaby. But sometimes explanations are a lullaby. And if I had 2 extra hours, I would drive through the night. I would be by your side just so you wouldn't go to bed alone. If I had 2 extra hours, maybe things could have worked out. I bet there'd be less of doubt. And you could come around, and I could come around. And you could come around, and I could come around.
Coming up, more Red Barn Radio with Hill House, recorded live from the Arts Place Performance Hall in Lexington, Kentucky. We're back with more from Hill House after this break. We'll be right back. This is Red Barn Radio.